This is Friday, the 33rd day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 12:41-44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Envision Jesus watching people give their gifts. Some historical records share that the coffers that were used to collect the offerings were intentionally noisy to make a large gift more noticeable to all. But then comes this poor widow. While the other people barely heard anything, Jesus smiled with delight at the sound of her devotion. What does this say of Jesus? What does this say of these two copper coins? Listen again to God's word. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This passage shares that Jesus is moved when we give out of poverty. Where do you have poverty today? It might be financial, but it also might be a lack of time, a lack of hope, a lack of relationships, a lack of purpose, lack of courage. How can you serve in your poverty today?
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.